The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. That's me, Joe Sibilia, producing. Big Al Gattulo is here. Debbie Duhaime is in the studio. Thank you, Debbie, for being with us. Kara is our social media genius. Dean is working the phones, so we appreciate you checking in. Stay with us if you'd be so kind to do that. There's a lot going on, and Kimberly Kravitz is going to join us momentarily. Paul Molshine as well this hour. Got a lot going on. I'm feeling for you, though, if you're stuck without power, and you know, and then you're listening somehow on the radio, and I can only tell you it's going to get clear up soon enough, but I'm telling you, it just throws your whole life off, and you're like living in a third world country, and it's inexcusable that it got here, and there should be interesting what we're dealing with COVID. As you heard Governor Christie on the show last hour say, there was a pandemic plan in place that he put in place in 2015 before he left office. I guess they're just not using it in Trenton. And then you don't fix the grid. There's a security problem with the grids. How many times have I said that? You go by and see these little grid areas, and then you go, well, wait a minute, that's susceptible to an attack. What's happening now with no power, no water, no electricity? And do you know how vulnerable we are as a nation when an hour wind could stop the Northeast like that, and 1.4 million people can be without homes? This is scary. You've got to stop with the politics, and you got to join together. You got to worry about infrastructure and worry about the people's problems. Stop playing these political childish games on both sides. I'm telling you, time to worry about the people, for goodness sake. It's August 6th, and I hesitate to mention it. You don't want to be controversial, but that is the bombing of Hiroshima. It happened on August 6th. The United States detonated two nuclear bombs over the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and 9th, 1945, respectively, with the consent of the United Kingdom, as required by the Quebec Agreement. The two bombings killed 130,000 and 226,000 people, most of whom were civilians. And, you know, most of the, you see what it says? This is, I'm reading this from Wikipedia, and remain the only uses of nuclear weapons in armed conflict. I don't know that you can understand, especially if you're younger, the viciousness of the way, and I say, I have immense respect. I am in awe of the Japanese people. I love Japan, been there in awe, with respect. Like, and I went there, they knew I was a student of the Second World War, and they showed me videos. They gave me as gifts, the reporters would give you. That's how respectful the Japanese are. You know, they would give you, they knew I was a baseball fan, so they gave me the Toyota Giants. They gave me baseballs, you know, and I can't, magnificent, magnificent folks, the Japanese are. But during the Second World War, I'm telling you, not the people, but the military of Japan, how vicious it was, we have no idea. You have no idea. People don't know. It was as vicious as Nazi Germany was, and as bad. The way they attacked China, the way Japan attacked China, and respectfully to the Japanese that are there now, this is not the Japanese people, it's the Japanese military during the Second World War, during that time. And what they did in something like called the Bataan Death March, you have no idea what went on in the Philippines. What went on, you have no idea. And to me, President Truman had no choice but to use the bomb. They're going to criticize it. They're going to say, oh, you shouldn't have used it. You shouldn't do this. You know what? No. Maybe you should have just maybe surrendered. You know, and I know that wasn't in the military Japanese playbook. but that we had no choice to do what we did with the atomic bomb. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And again, our prayers out to lives lost because it was horrific. And hopefully, in the name of God, we never use anything like that again. Not unless we have to. I'm just saying. 909 with Joe on the radio. Kimberly Kravitz standing by. But I got to go to Peter Brazile. Peter is a dedicated, he's a supporter of law enforcement. He's a great dad. I'm going to ask where you can find him online because he does these videos. Now, this is going to be a social media star, I predict. Peter Brazile right now. And he's from Long Island calling in. Before we go to Kimberly Kravitz, Peter, I want to get you on the airwaves. And thanks for all you're doing and all that you stand for, my friend. You're garnering quite a following, my friend.
Well, yeah, I'm just speaking my mind. You know, a lot of it is frustration, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said this the other day. In the last 3 months between this pandemic and that stupid cop, the whole country turned upside down, you know? Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, no, and I wanted to say, when you did mention it about Hiroshima, you know, people forget that Truman asked the Japanese to surrender twice. That's why two bombs were dropped. You know, people forget that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Where we... They did when MacArthur signed the surrender, and he wanted to do it on a ship that was at Pearl Harbor, we just never forgot that. We never forgot that. Now we got to make an excuse. We were mean. We were bad. Yeah, and you know, we're always bad. And by the way, and thanks for your support, Peter. Correct me. Were you a police officer? You said
no. I worked
military
in the New York City Transit, and I was in the military. I spent 23 years between active duty and Army Reserves.
Wow, God bless you, brother. Thank you for your service, and thanks for showing up for law enforcement out there in Long Island. I got to ask you, weather-wise, power-wise, do you have your power, my friend?
So we were lucky. Half my block has no power. The other half, which I'm fortunate to have power, trees down all over the place. But they've been out there cleaning. You know, they got the trees up. They picked up a lot of stuff, and they're getting the power back. So, you know, I'm fortunate I did not lose anything and thankfully did not have any kind of serious damage. So everything, you know, on my end is good.
Yeah, so they're cleaning up little by little. And a shout out to the crews working so very, very hard.
Definitely. And those guys are working hard.
Just hang in there if you can. And Peter, tell me, I heard you're not happy about these COVID checkpoints in New York City, sir.
Yeah, so this is what gets me. So this man, de Blasio, has single-handedly ruined the hard work that Giuliani and even Mayor Bloomberg did all those years in reconstructing New York City to be a tourist, I don't know how to say it, like a tourist happening for people to come all over the world.
Yep.
A year ago, and you went through Manhattan, Midtown, the amount of tourists from all over the world and the United States. Now I hear people on Twitter saying, I'm not coming to New York. This is ridiculous what this guy does. Now he wants to set up checkpoints. You got people running roughshod all over the city, shootings up. He doesn't want to open schools. He doesn't want restaurants still can't have seating inside. And this guy's going to worry about people coming. This is how cities make money. They have tourists coming in. This is just unbelievable what this guy's done. It's just ridiculous.
And then what are you going to do when you got to quarantine? Peter, what do you do when you quarantine? They're going to say, okay, all right, you got to pay $10,000. I mean, now, not to lose sight, by the way, and I know you support law enforcement in Long Island. You did that great rally. But for crying out loud, they don't support police officers. But if you burn down somebody's business or you protest, you're allowed to do that without a mask on. You could do whatever the heck you want.
Right.
You're not going to be fined. Right. You're not going to get a ticket. They tell the police to stand down. Now, if you come in and you're innocently in, you get $10,000, fine.
It's
and then
crazy.
Where are you going to quarantine? Where are you going to quarantine?
Exactly. What do you do? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the whole thing. This guy is just, he's insane.
Yeah,
he's insane. He's lost his mind. I don't know, Joe. It's just the whole thing.
You know, but and Mayor de Blasio is a communist, and we'll let you go, Peter, but is a communist. But it doesn't the responsibility, and I know you and I are very strong Italians, and we love Italians. And, you know, what we like to tell is good. But Andrew Cuomo, I know in his heart, he knows. He's watching his city.
He can't tell me that everybody thinks that what's going on in these cities, that is okay. How could any sane right-minded person can think that. It's just crazy.
And you know
Joe?
What? And Andrew's got such a good personality in a way, and I know people are mad at him, and I'm upset with him too. If he ever backed the blue, if he ever said, "These are my men and women in the NYPD, and I'm going in, and I'm saving New York," and to my progressive friends, I love you, and I'm going to be progressive as ever, but I'm standing with the blue. This guy would be like a god.
Oh,
he would be a god. You know, but now
Without a doubt,
Peter, you know what? Thank you for your service, man. Where can we find you on Twitter, brother?
It's Peter Anthony. Twitter, that's it. Just look up Peter Anthony, and I'm on there.
Peter Anthony, you got it. All right, man. I can hear it in your voice. We'll get there. You're a good daddy. You hang in there, Peter, and God bless you. And thanks for joining us. Let's jump to Kimberly Kravitz. Kimberly's a friend of the program, and she's a New Jersey News Network anchor. And Kimberly, welcome back to the show. How you doing, girl?
Good morning, Jersey Joe. How are we doing? How is your family?
Every grace of God, everyone is great. It was just so frustrating. Do you have power by chance?
We do not. And again, thank you so much for thinking of me and what a lineup you have this morning. It is an honor to be on the show with Governor Christie.
Yeah,
you great go. To hear from him.
I know. I wish he would get back into office for 2 days. I said 2 days. You know, because I disagree with the guy, and I know everybody gets mad sometimes at Governor Christie. Oh, the bridge gate, oh, the beach. I don't want to hear it. Put him in office 2 days. Right now, we need him. I'm telling you. I mean, what are you feeling? Tell us about the power outages, the areas in Kimberly out there in Jersey.
I have to say, I mean, listen to us. We're both in our cars. Am I right? You're broadcasting from your car. You don't have power, right? I mean, what is with these times? And the funny thing is, so New Jersey, I mean, this is the last thing we needed, right? We go from this pandemic. We have unemployment. We're the second worst unemployment rate of recovery. And now... We've got this tropical storm, and ironically, I'm in Monmouth County. Monmouth and Ocean counties were hit pretty hard, at least harder than what we were expecting, and Governor Murphy was in my neck of the woods yesterday, as you know, in Jackson.
Right.
So what we've been seeing is that I think Ocean County had the highest number of power outages with JCP&L. So they were there, and what they were saying was that crews throughout the country were going to be deployed today to New Jersey. So they are going to be on site trying to help matters. But then you've got intermingling, and that's a whole issue, too, with COVID. So we're just – it's one thing after the next, you know?
Yeah. You know, to your point, though, Kimberly, what Governor Christie said, he said – the first thing he did, he said he got on the phone, talked to other governors, and got – I remember my neck of the woods in Hunterdon County at Sandy, and there were people – like trucks from all over Iowa, Ohio, and the story I tell about West Virginia, you know? And then West Virginia said – the guy goes, you know, "They're the worst grid I've ever seen in my life. Holy moly, how do you guys keep your electricity going up there?" And I swear to God, it was like that. And I started to laugh. I go, "Well, thanks for being here, man." And then Governor Christie did not, he kept the grid strong. He kept the grid strong. What do you have to do to get, there's nobody in charge now. What are you feeling as reporter for New Jersey News, doing the great job you do, Kimberly? What are you feeling from the people? The frustration, and people are moving out in droves.
I have to say, I mean, you just said it. I mean, we've been on the air, New Jersey News Network, we've been on the air for 1 year now, and we cover the state from top to bottom. And I just have to say, in these last 4 months, 4 or 5 months, I have seen the most. I always see the silver lining, Joe. You know that. With everything going on, with these the indoor dining being pulled from under the rug. I mean, people put so much money into food and supplies. That was just devastating for me. I felt terrible for these people. And then with the first responders, people go out of their way, and they are making a difference. They're making a name for themselves during this tough time. And ironically, like just yesterday, I was out in the field right here in Monmouth County. I met with a man who had trees and debris covering his whole neighborhood. He took me into his backyard, and he said to me, "Kimberly, we've got to get back to normal, whatever that is." And that really spoke volumes to me.
Yes, look at that. It breaks your heart. But I know Sheriff Sean Golden doing a great job down there in Monmouth County.
Yes, and I spoke with him yesterday. And what one thing that I do want to let the public know, which is important, Sheriff Golden said that water and ice is available. I know yesterday was a heat wave. Today we're seeing, you know, different kinds of weather. But the JCP&L website, they are offering, there's a partnering shop rights in the area. They have water and ice available. And I think PSE&G is doing comfort stations, customer comfort stations. So they're doing their part. But, I mean, as of this morning, I read 350,000 customers for JCPenney are so out of power. It took 15 minutes for us to get out of our neighborhood yesterday. We're in a little suburban neighborhood. 15 minutes. It's crazy.
Can you get anybody to give you an answer, Kimberly, as the anchor for New Jersey News, for crying out loud? You think somebody, they're going to call you and give you an answer? We can't get – they're being very nice. The spokespeople are being very nice, but we cannot get an answer. They just say we got to sit tight, I guess. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes. So JCP&L did come to Jackson yesterday, where Governor Murphy gave his presser, and they did say that they are expecting power to be restored for most customers by 2 p.m. Friday. So, I mean, that's still too long. I mean, this happened. We were out of power Tuesday around 1:30. And, you know, exactly. And, you know, when you don't have Wi-Fi or cable, I'm getting my news in my car. I mean, these are crazy times. But, it's important. You're doing your job to get your voice out there. This is what we have to do.
It's so true. And Kimberly, you're doing a great job, girl. Give our best to everybody over at New Jersey News and all the very, very best.
And my best to Frank Morano, your buddy. He's at ABC News now. We're proud.
Frankie over there, Joe Sebelia now doing a great job. And Joey's taking over and Big Al is here. So we appreciate it. You jumping on. If you hear anything, call us, will you? Because, it's hard getting
the
word out. And especially when people are in tough situations like they are now. Thanks, Kimberly. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. You do a great job. And thanks again for thinking of me.
All the very best. Thanks so much. Kimberly Kravitz right there, New Jersey News and Network anchor. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have time for phone calls. I see the phone calls backing up, and I apologize for that. If you call 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, we are going to be able to grab some calls. And then we're going to go to Paul Molsheim. After the news at the bottom of the hour, Debbie Duhaime in person. In New York City. Checking out the roads for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Happy to be here. Let's see what's happening as we take it to New Jersey Transit. We're still seeing suspensions on the Montclair-Booton, north of Jersey Coastline, Morris and Essex Gladstone Branch because of trees on the tracks. Crews are continuing to clean up the mess. Metro North is on a weekend schedule. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Thruway southbound. Still moving slowly, getting down through Newburgh. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. It's been out there all morning. 4 westbound in Teaneck by Teaneck Road. That's another accident. This one involves an overturned tractor trailer. That's been out there all morning as well. Let's go out to the Bronx. White Plains Road is still blocked off by Westchester Ave. It's an ongoing accident investigation. We're seeing a lot of volume now on the Grand Central Parkway westbound right by LaGuardia with an accident taking out the left lane heading through that stretch. So watch out for slowdowns there as well. And let's see what's happening on the Jackie Robinson west at Union Turnpike, a collision. Partly cloudy today with a high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains how the president can't win in the media.
Why isn't Trump using his powers to mandate a national standard for addressing the coronavirus? Because that would make him a tyrant, which he said you didn't want, I thought. On the other hand, whenever Trump tries to exercise his authority on immigration, oh my goodness, he's a dictator, he's a tyrant. You cannot lose this argument.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business Recovery Plan should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan, targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Hopefully you're doing all right. Trying to hold it together for you this morning, you know, on as you listen. And the power is still off, and there's a pandemic, and you're going to get through it. So help me God, we're going to get through it. They keep throwing these things at us, and we're just going to be stronger and stronger. Hey, by the way, when it's all over, I got something you could do. You go on the Atlantis. Go on the Atlantis. Fresh sea air, beautiful skyline views. It's a three-deck mega yacht, gourmet food, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities, plenty of space, you know. So you want to break out of the pandemic, you know, you could go out safely on the Atlantis. All you got to do is call Captain Fred. The New York Cruises staff go above and beyond every detail. You know, if you're planning an event, like, I want you to just say to your company, hey, we're going out with Captain Fred, and we're going on the Atlantis the way Joe and the radio stations do, AM 970 and the Mission 560 WMCA. We go out with our great sponsors, and we have a blast, and we're out there, and it's open. Talk about social distancing. There it is right there on the Atlantis. By the way, if you want to take a private viewing of the Atlantis, you can call 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Call New York Cruises to schedule that private viewing and mention AM 970. The Answer for 10% off your booking. It's a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save for later, please. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Oh, yeah, baby. Look out now. Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 926 on AM 970. The Answer.
The music I was brought up on, you know, high school.
You know who this is?
Who is this? Who's that at?
That's Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
No, I would have not known that. That's great. That's great. I thought it was going to go to Paul Butterfield Blues Band, but you're too young for that. No. Paul Butterfield Blues, the Blues Project, these great bands we used to listen to in high school. Al, these were great. That's what the precursor, of course, were the black blues artists. I keep saying from the South down to Chicago, and then these young blues. I would hear it from these blues bands back then. That's spectacular. Hey, you know what? And what is the name of the band that should be my high school band? Go ahead.
The Felsenfels.
Remember Mr. Felsenfels' first name? Do you remember his first
Skip.
Name? Yes, now I'm looking on the call board. A Skip is calling in. It's not Felsenfeld.
Right.
It's not Felsenfeld, but it's Italian Skip, and a Skip calling in. And Skip, how are you? I don't hear too many Skips these days.
Well,
it's a
that's
fine...
it, Joe.
How are you, man? What's on your mind, Skip? What
Very
are you thinking
good.
This morning?
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you all morning, and I just thought I'd give you a little different perspective on this issue with the power. And the after the storm, you know, I'm the highway superintendent for Rockland County, and you know, highway guys and DPW guys, we're first responders, and we're the guys that are out there every snowstorm, blizzard, hurricane. We're out there. If we don't get those roads open, nobody goes anywhere. No cops go anywhere. No firemen. No ambulances. Yeah. We take our job very seriously. So you know, we just went through this last thing. I can tell you that our men and the other highway superintendents up here in Rockland, we had our roads opened by 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. You got to understand something. We get everything off the road that we can, but we do not touch trees or wires because we don't want anybody getting hurt. We don't want anybody getting electrocuted. You could be half, 500 feet away and be picking something up, and if it's in a wire, you're dead as a doornail. So we teach our people not to do that. But and large, most of all our roads are open. We still have some that are on. But we work very closely with Orange and Rockland Utility. They've been working very hard. We've been through – listen, Joe, I've been here for a long time. So we've been through Floyd. We've been through Irene. We've been through Sandy.
And up there, people forget Rockland County. It gets – not rural. It is – I guess you could use the word rural. It's tough up there because there's so many trees. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful – What is your title, Skip? Skip Vizzetti. What's your title?
I'm the Rockland County Superintendent of Highways. I used to be down in Orangetown. I was the Commissioner of Public Works down there in the 80s and 90s. I've been up here for a long while.
I'm glad you called in because the folks they're the first ones out there every single morning. And when there's a power outage, you guys are out there first and foremost. And thank you for that. Because sometimes we get so frustrated that we have no power and we go after the power companies, but you guys are your front and center. So thank you for your service, Skip. Well done, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I did want to point out, they've been working hard on it. They had like 100,000 people without power initially. Late last night, they were down to 47. And as of 7 this morning, we only had about 28,000 people out. So they're still working on it. Every couple hours, we get a call that another line is off and we can remove the tree. So we're getting them open. Everybody's working hard. It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, you're doing it great. Skip, thank you. Thanks for your service, my friend. God bless you and our best everybody up in Rockland County Way, sir. Thank you so much for checking in.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. We'll get there. We will get there. People working hard for you. That's a great phone call. And we always appreciate the public service and the hard workers out there, the construction workers out there, and the folks dealing delicately with we've had in Hunterdon County, when we were out, there were live wires lying right there, live wires right out there. My problem is not with the workers, certainly, who do such a magnificent job, but goodness gracious, the power companies, the politicians, you could prepare for something like this. Let me go to Diego, if I may. Diego, thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, I haven't spoken to you since this pandemic. I'm locked up inside,
And I'm doing all right. Diego? You okay?
Yeah, well, I'm an old guy, Anyway, I'm white privileged, and I'm an Italian-American. I just found out I'm a racist. Yeah. I never knew that before, because Oprah says we're all racist now. Now, maybe he's going to pick Oprah for vice president. I don't know. Every time he talks, I don't know what he's saying. I don't know votes for this guy, they're out of their mind.
You are so funny. Diego,
thank you, man. 81 years old, Joe. I miss Lorenzo's. I can't even go and eat my favorite restaurant.
Come on. We'll see. We'll be there soon enough, man. You're a spring chicken, 81 years old. Come on. You're a spring chicken. Before we break, Diego's talking about, I swear to goodness gracious, you can't make this up. I have to tell you, let me just take a couple minutes here, and then we're going to break. We have Paul Molsheim joining us. When I did a HBO special, was it my first special? May have been at Royce Hall in UCLA back in 88, whatever, 87, whatever the heck it was. And we did, I did a Phil Donahue impression. And then I had my buddy, George Wallace, the comedian, one of the funniest cats on the planet. He did Oprah Winfrey. So we dressed him up as Oprah Winfrey. And George is a big guy. And so then I remember, and we kind of had fun with it, right? So back in the politically incorrect days. So then I was at the Beverly Center, the big mall out there in Beverly Hills and in Los Angeles. And I saw Oprah there. And I went over and said hi. And she was very cool to me. And I understood why. Because, of course, we did the special and we had some fun with her. But I left it at that. And then I became friends with Roger the late Roger King and Michael King, the King brothers who put the Oprah show on, along with Wheel of Fortune, and Jeopardy, legendary King brothers. And then I got to work with Oprah at Fisher Island down in off of Miami in Florida, which is very exclusive. We were doing a nonprofit where they were all billionaires were invited. There were a sea full of yachts. I mean, like I've never seen before. I remember the late, great Wayne Heisinger was there. Everybody was there, all billionaires and me. So I'm there. Now, Oprah's the keynote speaker. I'm the master of ceremonies, right? Big night. They probably raised, you know, they raised maybe $10 million one night, you know, for the kids of Florida, Boys and Girls Club and those organizations. So I introduce Oprah. Now, she barely gets an applaud. Listen to me. All the billionaires, they're not impressed with anything. I say, ladies and gentlemen, Oprah Winfrey, and I give her a really nice, and they just didn't react, and they were like talking. They were talking. The billionaires were talking when Oprah was up there, and this is the height of Oprah's fame. And I'm going like, holy moly, what do I do? Now, as master of ceremonies, I take it very seriously. I'm going like, okay, I go, let me, and so I just stepped up to the mic. I said, Oprah, hi, hey, Joe, how are you? I said, oh, I joked about the King Brothers. Great. And I said, you know, and I said to the microphone, to the crowd, this is one of the most iconic media personalities ever. She's a humanitarian. She is a beautiful person. She has one of the most successful careers ever. Oh, and Oprah, how great it is to have you here. Just to calm the crowd down, to say, you know, I know you're all billionaires. I know that you're not impressed with anybody, but this is Oprah. And then the night went on and it was great. And they listened and it was great. And I had such a great time there with Oprah. That was Oprah. That was the Oprah I knew. She was nice. She was wonderful. Now, cut to yesterday, what Diego's talking about. I was flabbergasted that you have Oprah say, she says about, she had a statement where she said about white people, you still have your whiteness, about success. That's what, this is Oprah Winfrey talking. That's what the term white privilege is. It means that whiteness still gives you an advantage no matter. This is Oprah Winfrey. This is Oprah Winfrey. She is a black gal that came up, that was believed in by the King Brothers, white people that gave her the opportunity. She became successful. Most of her audience, trust me, were white women. And she's going to take a shot like this. They've got to stop. When Oprah, we lost Oprah, then we've lost the battle. And you and I got to just go. Everybody could just go jump in a lake, because Diego's right. We didn't know we were racist with white privilege. What kind of white privilege? She has black privilege. She has, because she's of color, they said, let's put a black girl on who she'll be very popular as a black woman. And what about affirmative action? What about affirmative action, which was needed, by the way, in the 60s and the 70s? You needed affirmative action because black Americans were not being hired. And I backed that. I said, affirmative action, it's okay. Now, what about that? Was that black privilege? Did we complain about black privilege? And you can't tell me, if you're a white person and your kid's up to go to a college, an Ivy League school, and he's up, that your daughter or your son is up against someone of color, guess who's going to get into that school? And it ain't your kid if it's a white person. What white privilege are they talking about? What white privilege are you talking about when my grandparents come from Italy and are called dagos and wops and spit on? And the biggest mass lynching in the United States of America is of Italian Americans. What's wrong? Now we're going to lose Oprah. You know what? I'm putting all politics, all political correctness aside. There's no such thing as any privilege anywhere. And if there's any privilege, Oprah had a privilege because she was of color and she was unique of the time. And they said, let's put a black girl on TV. Let's see what happens. And she was brilliant in what she does. But I thought she was a humanitarian. I thought she was kind. And now she's going to play the race card. How did it happen? And what about Billie Holiday and Count Basie and Louis Armstrong and Sammy Davis Jr. and Jackie Robinson and Larry Doby? What about all these great, great black Americans who fought the social war? What about Martin Luther King? What about Elijah Muhammad? What about Malcolm X? What about all these social warriors, like them or not, that fought for their people? Are they just forgotten? Oh, don't get me started. Oh, goodness gracious. We'll get into it. Paul Moshon's going to join us. Fired up. Very, very, very disappointed in Oprah Winfrey to attack us. See, Diego, you got my blood pressure up now, brother, because I know we are in this together. And I'm telling you, those social warriors, they broke the color barrier. They won. They have social justice now. We are not a prejudiced nation. There is not systemic racism. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to accept it on this program. And I appreciate you bringing it to light, Diego. At 9:38 with Joe on the radio. Fired up now. See, all morning long, I'm doing all right. Now you got me fired up, all right? Oh, Paul, wait till you hear Paul Moshon. You think I'm fired up. Hey, Al Gattulo's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
77 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on as Hudson Valley attractions continue to open back up for visitors. Irvington's Armersteiner Octagon House will again welcome guests Friday. Built in the 19th century, the iconic eight-sided dome house is listed in the National Registry of Historic Places and thought to be the only one of its kind. It's nicknamed the Taj Mahal of the Hudson Valley. There are tours Friday and Saturday, and then again next weekend. Guests must wear masks and observe social distancing regulations throughout their visits. The world's biggest cleaning products maker says it probably won't meet the demand for disinfecting wipes until next year. The CEO of Clorox on Tuesday blamed the shortage on a six-fold surge in demand since the coronavirus outbreak began. The executive said it is hard to quickly scale up production of wipes because supply chain for materials to make them is very complex. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's take a ride to the thruway southbound. You're slowing down into Newburgh. The problem is an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. It's been out there all morning. So a tough ride thruway southbound right down toward Newburgh. Over on the Deegan northbound at the Cross Bronx, they're doing construction till 3 this afternoon. That's causing quite a delay. Also in the Bronx, White Plains Road is still blocked by Westchester Ave. It's an ongoing investigation. Stop and go traffic on the eastbound Gowanus. You're moving slowly, getting up and out toward the Prospect, and taking a ride to the Harlem River Drive southbound. Stop and go traffic getting down through the 140s right in toward the 130s. So prepare for delays there as well. Some stop and go traffic, Robert Moses Causeway over by Sunrise Highway. It's down wires. Route 4 westbound in Teaneck, they're cleaning up from an accident involving a tractor trailer there. One lane remains blocked as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Joe on the radio telling me about Balance of Nature. See, I'm fired up. Got my blood pressure up. So I have to take my Balance of Nature, and I did already. I take it religiously. I do, my Balance of Nature. I take it in the morning, take it after the show, in the afternoon, in the evening. Balance of Nature is the way you build up your immune system. Why? Because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. By the way, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. You see the commercials on TV now for Balance of Nature? See it, right? And you can take a look and see all the goodness that goes into a vegetarian capsule, airtight like that. That's all it is. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients that you need. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You and I are never going to consume that many fruits and vegetables. Dr. Howard came up with this concept to build up your immune system. Build up your immune system. That's the way you could offset any virus. And God forbid you get the virus or you get a cold, you're not feeling great. You stay on Balance of Nature. Like my doctor always tells me, he goes, Joe, I said, felt a little under the weather. I could feel something trying to attack me. He said, you know, keep taking what you're taking, my doctor told me, because he knew this is good. So it builds up your immune system, right? Makes you stronger and gives you overall better health. And now you get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Are you kidding me? We want you to build up yourself to a stronger immune system. This is not a clinical claim, again. Not a clinical claim. This is about putting fruits and vegetables in your body, and in those fruits and vegetables are things called antioxidants. The antioxidants therein fight the free radicals that are all throughout your body. You need the fruits and vegetables, and it comes as pure as it can in a vegetarian capsule in Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Just remember the discount code, please. The Answer.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything to start the year right.
From notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to masks.
And all at amazing prices. This week at Staples, the TI 84 Plus graphic calculator is only $88 and saves $60 on the color edition. Now just $99.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/15. While supplies last, valid in store only on select SKUs. Colors vary. Limit 2. Curbside available in most stores.
You've heard all the lies about President Trump, but the truth is he's the most effective conservative president America has had in decades, and every lie they spread about him is targeting you. This is Kurt Schlichter, and my new book is called The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. My book debunks the lies and reminds us why we need Trump and his will to fight and win against the left. It's the most important book of the year, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You by me, Kurt Schlichter. Get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Paul Molsheim standing by for the North Star Ledger. I want to tell you about Mike Connors, by the way. You can get a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how you could protect your family, your assets, your legacy, to keep you away from Mama Luke's. You can have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. And Mike Connors is the man. You want a will. You need a will. You know you do. A trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. The time to plan is now. You know, are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? You don't know that. And if you're not around to make the decisions, who will? You got to talk to Mike Connors. And you know what? He's got a comprehensive telephone consultation for free standing by. All right? I'm going to give you the number because Mike says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. And now, these crazy times, this is not the time to put it off. Please call Connors and Sullivan today. Schedule a free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. Mike's the great guy. Do exactly what I did. He'll get the weight of the world off your shoulders. I'm telling you right now. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 9:45. Paul Molsheim is a columnist for the New York Star Ledger. And he's the last of a great run of journalists. And Paul, welcome to the show, man. How you holding up? Do you have power, my friend?
Yeah, down here at the shore, we were fine. We didn't lose power.
Wow, this is great. So Paul, tell me when, you know, everybody's still, a lot of people are out of power. It took so long. We're supposed to get power like August 11th. We're going to get power, for crying out loud. And then when the governor had a press conference, it was for COVID. It was the COVID press conference. And no one, he barely answered maybe one question about a power failure. We have no electricity, Paul Molsheim. We got no power. We have, huh? We're like, it's Venezuela in New Jersey, my friend. What the heck is going on?
You know, I call it his Florence Nightingale act. He loves getting up there and oozing emotion and talking about how we're going to get through this. I mean, the one thing I really hated was after issuing all these orders telling us whether we can leave our house or he says, we're going to conquer this together. Like, together, you're unilaterally telling everybody how to run their lives. You're not asking me. If you ask me, I wouldn't agree to half this stuff. He thinks his poll ratings will go up as long as he keeps soaking himself in emotion there. But this is a real problem with the power, and it's really predictable. I just talked to Bob Auth, assemblyman from the Northwest.
Robert is great. He's doing a great job in the assembly. Yes, sir. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, and he says up there, you know, I was up there after there was a big storm a couple of years ago, right after the Puerto Ricans lost all their power. Northwest Jersey lost all their power.
Yeah, Maria, I think. Yeah,
coincidentally.
Yeah.
But what happens is there's a lot of giant trees growing right next to power lines. And I've written about it several times. They've got to have a policy of dealing with this. I mean, it's nice to have giant trees. Like Bob was saying, people try and – a tree can be dying right next to the power line, and you might have to go to your local tree commission to ask permission to cut it down when really it's a sad thing, but you've got to have one or the other. This happens – you know, this happened in Irene, happened in Sandy – happened in a bunch of those, then weren't even named storms that, you know, and we have to realize it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine in Florida about it. He just went out with his iPhone and took a picture and he showed me, you know, they've got in Florida because they have so many hurricanes. The main power lines are like way up in the air, way above the trees, even above the palm trees, you know, they're metal. And they're up above the trees. The feeder lines to the houses might be like at our level, but the main line is way up there where, you know, and they plan ahead for this stuff. Meanwhile, with him, it's all COVID-19, COVID-19. And I think most of that is to cover up for the fact that he and Cuomo killed about 10,000 people in the nursing homes. I mean, they just, what they did was so inexcusable. Yeah. There was a report from the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report right around the time when they were ordering nursing homes to accept people with COVID-19. The MMWR report came out about the Washington nursing home scene and said how deadly it was, even though they had good hygiene in that nursing home. And they went right ahead and ordered the nursing homes to accept all these COVID-19 patients. And there were people were dying at an incredible rate. New Jersey has by far the highest death rate in the country. And this guy's up there lecturing us like he's some kind of expert.
I know. You know what? The interesting point that you make, Paul Mulshine, that shows the your talent as a reporter, sir, is that I forgot about that. That was Washington State with the nursing homes. Of course, that should have been a blatant red flag, yes?
That was the first thing that hit. That was in February, and it came out a nursing home in Kirkland, Washington had like 40 deaths.
Yeah.
And the MMWR report came out 30 days later. You have to read that stuff. You know, people go, that's an obscure report. No, if you're in that business, if I can read it, his people can read it.
Yeah.
Inexplicable.
It is. And Paul, before we let you go, what's tough is we're being told what to do. We're being told what to do. Say, you can't. No, tell them what we can't do. We're told you can't do this. You can't do that. There's no solution. There's not like, look, we've got some medicine that could probably, it might be able to maintain or contain this virus. We have things out there and they don't even go there. It's like, you can't do this. You can't do that. And then what about the outage? Well, we're doing the best we can. Next question about COVID. I mean, are they just going by the polls? Is it just a socialistic Marxist viewpoint that some of these Democratic governors are doing? I mean, how can they? Is that no one's talking common sense? If you say something, Paul Mulshine, you're Paul Mulshine, and you're going to, of course, go against the governor, but you're just trying to talk common sense. That apparently, though, the powers that be, my friend, are not listening.
Well, like the other day, people were talking about, well, we're going to have to shut the beaches down in New Jersey. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is there any evidence that anyone had ever gotten COVID-19 on a beach?
Yeah.
And
the
answer is no.
Yeah.
You got the wind blowing, you know, people are getting it. I mean, bars, okay. You know, people hanging around bars is obviously bad. But remember when they shut the Spring Lake Boardwalk, the Belmar Boardwalk, they shut them down. It was the craziest thing. It was like the walkers are walking within 6 feet of each other. You know, it was like a husband and wife.
They were husband and wife. Yeah, I hate to say it. Paul, we appreciate you checking in with us. Keep checking in from time to time, man. And keep the fight, my brother. We're reading, and we appreciate your fine work, Paul Mulshine. Thank you, my friend.
All right, call me anytime. Thanks.
Bye. Yes, sir. Thank you. Paul Mulshine, there, a columnist for the Newark Star Ledger. He's the one. Oh. Joe, sorry, just a little joke. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 951 on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie's out there doing a great job all morning long on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Let's go to the Grand Central Parkway westbound right by the Cross Island. It's an accident there, Joe. Also seeing some delays on the Deegan north of the Cross Bronx with construction. Keep in mind Route 4 westbound at Teaneck out by Teaneck Road. That's an accident with an overturned tractor trailer. Southbound Thruway in Newburgh, they're still cleaning up from an earlier accident there involving a couple of tractor trailers. And we're still seeing some suspensions with New Jersey Transit, Montclair Bouton, North Jersey Coastline, Morrison Essex, and Gladstone Branch. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is tired of the disrespect.
If you wish, in your sports, if you want to kneel as our national anthem plays and our flag is hoisted, guess what? What if we banned you for life from representing our nation at the Olympics?
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Some sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today. There can be a shower in some areas this afternoon, mainly south and west of the city. The high today, 82. Rather cloudy and humid tonight with a couple of showers around, along with a thunderstorm, especially after midnight. Low 69. Tomorrow, a humid day, clouds and sunny breaks, along with a couple of showers and even a thunderstorm. High 78. Saturday, clouds breaking for some sunshine, warm and humid. Still a shower or thunderstorm in parts of the area. The high Saturday, 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, yeah, Joe on the radio telling about Relief Factor one more time, if I can. ReliefFactor.com. Get that three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com. Here's the phone number, 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Works spectacularly for Albert, for myself, for Debbie. Got us out of pain and went on the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Be at your house in about 2 to 3 days, like I tell you, you know. But I tell you, five days, the pain was gone for me. And don't take it from me. Let's listen to what Julia has to say.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Julia, thank you, Julia. Well, if you got back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, you know what you got to do? Get on the three-week quick start for the discounted price of $19.95, about a dollar a day to help you get out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The three-week quick start only at ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, here it is. Louis Prima, Sam Butera with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.
I got a story to tell today. Why don't you listen to what I say? This story is about a chick. Man, what makes my baby so slick? I say, ooh, 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 man. Dig those crazy lips. I say, ooh, ooh.
Politically
ooh,
incorrect,
ooh,
who cares?
Man.
There it is.
Boy, she really flips.
Say, Sam Butera, ooh, one of the greatest, greatest entertainers ever to walk this earth, Sam Butera from New Orleans. You know, Louis Prima's, they said Prima's sidekick, he was the heart and soul of that band with Keeley Smith. Oh, thank you, Al, for putting that on. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. It is 9:56. We're going to make way to Mike Gallagher. And, you know, you will feel, I think, better about everything once you listen to Mike. Mike has a very, he's a compassionate conservative, but he's got a great way on the radio that will calm you down. But he will get fired up like I get fired up. Like somebody just sent me this. I can't believe it. Somebody just tweeted this out. Hey, God, this is from a young black gal. Hey, guys, politeness is white supremacy. Listen, I swear to God, I'm reading this. Every time you prioritize politeness and civility over everything in a conversation, you are complicit in upholding white supremacy. And that to say, disrupt. It's the younger generation that are so gone. They're not taught history. There are so many stoic, hard-working fighters of color who fought for social justice, you know, in this country, Nelson Mandela, around the world, for God's sake, you know, and they're forgetting those warriors of justice. Now they're making up stuff. White privilege, you know. Oh. Racist. Did you know you're racist? You didn't know that. Well, welcome. Welcome. Listen, we'll get through it. You got to laugh. More importantly, stand fast. Hopefully this hopefully we'll have a leader in government step up in New York or New Jersey and explain to us that they feel for us when the power is out. And this is what they're doing from here on out, to take care of the problem of these down lines and why it's happening and why the trees are overgrown. You know, let's come up with an infrastructure plan, please. The politicians, let's get that power back on, please. Please, tune in tomorrow. We're going to get into it tomorrow. You stay safe and you take care of yourself. I love you. Make it the best day you possibly can because you deserve it.